Now, I have my own name for this 0 to 10 skill. I call it being a curious observer. Now, this is what I call a foundation skill, and that means that other things you're going to do in your recovery work are going to build on this. So any new skill takes some practice. And the best way to practice this skill, being a curious observer, is just to ask yourself occasionally as you go through your day, what's my number? You're not trying to change anything at this point, just observe it. And here are some of the things that are really helpful about practicing this skill. For one thing, you notice that anxiety goes up and down and up and down and up and down, and that's all that ever happens. It just goes up and down, and that's just the nature of anxiety. Now, for most people, being an observer lowers anxiety just a bit, so that's really helpful. Now, another thing that happens for most people, when you start to practice this skill, you might begin to notice that you already have a lot of times during the day when you feel pretty good. You know, what tends to happen with panic is it really grabs our attention, and we tend not to notice those times when we felt okay. So when we practice being a curious observer, we begin to appreciate the times that we already feel pretty good. For example, you might notice, you know, hey, I wasn't even thinking about anxiety all morning because I was busy and my attention was on something else. Now, here's another way that this is a really helpful skill. When you experience anxiety, you might begin to notice some patterns. For example, when I'm at a 7, I might notice my heart pounding, things like that. And these are really helpful things to observe because they tell us a little later on which CBT tools are going to be the most helpful.